You're here because you want more. More engagement. More delight. More fun. More learning. You're hungry for change and willing to take action.
If you're not prepared to be wrong, you'll never come up with anything original.
Welcome to the e-learning scenario design podcast with Anna Sabramowitz.
I'm going
to
show you how great I am.
Let's take learning to the next level.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a wicked week. Listen, this is fantastic that you're here. I know I'm running my live a little late today, and it was because I had a wonderful session this morning with my coaching community, and I just needed to really prepare for it. So today, what I really wanted to address is something that I just heard in a session. This wonderful individual, what he was doing is he was sharing his awesome scenario-based interactive story. And I mean, this thing was kick ass. It was built for the Army. Super awesome, right? And it's kind of cool because if you look at people who have really leveraged storytelling, comic books, narrative, it's actually been, the Army's been a leader in a lot of that stuff. The Army's been a leader in quite a lot of things, like even SCORM, right? So, all right. This one's going to be a little bit more fun. But it's just meant to help you shift your perspective about when you're measuring things. This was what was asked during the session. So he's presenting something that really engages people, asks some provocative questions. And this was asked twice by the participants. They're like, yeah, but how do you measure its impact? Like, how do you measure the return on investment? And I was like, man, that's a great question. How do you do that, right? So let me just talk about that a little bit. But first, let me give you some contextual examples to kind of just make sure that we're on the same planes here, okay? So if you guys are visiting from someplace and you're hanging out here on Friday afternoon just to listen to me rant and go off on a little bit of a tangent about what we're actually paying attention to and maybe what we're paying attention to is not the right thing, you better say hi or like this video so that the next time I do something that's super practical and super helpful, you get that too, all right? Okay, so return on investment. Is it valuable? And this is, I gotta say, some of this stuff, completely subjective. I've got a few solid examples for you. Here's the first one. This one, book, Think and Grow Rich. Have any of you read it? Awesome book, right? Epic fail. I mean, this is like, I think this like, it's been since, I don't know when it was written, like it's an old book, right? I think it's sold like millions of copies. How many millionaires, you know, if you look at the percentage of how many people actually, you know, got rich of this book, epic fail, epic, right? Some of them didn't finish it. Some of them got it as a gift, didn't even crack it open. Some read it, didn't apply. It's an epic fail, right? Throw it away. Oh, here's another one. This one, I love this one. How to Win Friends and Influence People. Epic fail, 15 million copies sold. I think I have an old version, right? Look at Twitter, it's failed, right? Failed. If you look at the data, failed. Oh, I love this one. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, millions and millions of copies sold, epic fail. This is a failure. Really? No. One, let's think about it, right? It's like, and I've actually used this before, and people thought that was funny. You know, it's like, what's the ROI of your mom? Is it quantifiable? Your mom, what's the ROI? Really, right? There is none. Like, all of these books, amazing content, amazing strategies. Like, I love these books. These are fabulous, right? Read them, you should read them. And more so, you should apply them. But here's the thing, if I am coming in with the lens of what's the return on investment on this experience, and I'm going to look at this, I'm going to judge this as a fail. I really am. The difference is what I want us to think about when you're crafting an interactive experience is it better than the alternative? And then I'm going to test it. That's it. And yeah, my tests are going to be small scale. But the thing is, I wanted people to ask during that session is not what's the return on investment. I wanted them to ask, my alternative is going to be text on screen with the click next button and basically a manual that I'm going to split up into pages where I'm controlling how much people get to see at a single moment. The alternative is I put them in a situation that helps them make decisions and engages them emotionally in the making of those decisions. Is that better than just reading? Is decision making better than reading passively? Is it? And if I decide that it is, that's cool. And guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna do more of the stuff that seems like it's gonna have a better effect than the stuff that's not. Is that super scientific? No, but the science comes from you putting it out there and saying, are people enjoying this more? Am I hearing more them talk about the learning after they've left the event? I just actually talked to somebody fabulous and they were like, years after, I'm walking down the hallway, she launched something, she's walking down the hallway and people are still bringing up that experience. Memorable. Are you making things that people actually remember? It resonated with them. They're actually going to talk about it to their peers. They're going to discuss the alternatives. That is what we're going for here. So return on investment. What's the return on investment of creating a buzz about something and actually getting people excited about learning again? What's the ROI of that? Good question, right? We got to start looking at through things through different lenses. Immediate results are almost impossible. When was the last time you watched a YouTube video on doing the yoga splits and the next day you were a yogi? It doesn't work like that. It's practice over time, right? So if we want to measure ROI of these experiences, maybe we have to start thinking about looking at them as a parts of a whole and also looking at alternatives. I could do this or I could do this. Which one do you think is going to be more engaging? Let's test it out on people. Which one do they prefer? Which one challenges them more? Which one gets them excited more? Those are the things we should be asking, not what is the return on investment? That is a question that somebody who has no context about what we're doing is asking, right? So I understand people spend money on these things and they're going to say, what's the return on investment? And I'm going to say, let's step back a bit and look at what the big picture overview is of what we're trying to achieve here is. And I know it's not dollars for dollars. It's dollars for behavior. It's dollars for attitude change. It's dollars for a different kind of feeling around what we're doing here as an organization. Let's really bring in the kind of culture that supports diversity. Those are the things that they're paying for, right? And as you can see, it's Friday. So you may, I don't know if you guys knew this, if you haven't been here before, but one of the things that happens is periodically now, the canary that I adopted, she's a retired canary. I don't know how old she is. She's too old to have babies. And I just took her in because I just took her in because I wanted to take care of her. So I don't know her age. I don't know her name. I made it up for her, right? Benji is her name now, after Benjamin Franklin. And I opened up the top of her cage and now she is discovering that she can fly. And so the past couple of days, she's gotten her health back and she's flying. And so that's what you'd see. It's time to put the top back on the cage once in a while so that she stays in it, at least for these lives. Sorry, everybody. Benji, get back in your cage. She doesn't even, yeah, there we go. All right, so what I'm thinking is, when you're getting asked questions about the ROI, is that somebody has not maybe considered, like somebody who's paid on it, paid for it, has not considered necessarily what is it that they're actually looking to get out of this. And let me tell you that what's really cool is once you discover those motivations, once you discover all those different pieces, it's actually easier for you to make that happen because you actually now know the scope of somebody's expectations. And I dare say, and that's like my favorite saying recently, dare say, is if you're a designer and the only question on your mind is what is the ROI of this project, you're probably not pushing yourself and you're using it as an excuse not to do creative things because it scares you. So I say step outside of your comfort zone, test things that aren't necessarily things you've tested before, and talk to people, actually get it in front of them, and trust your gut a little bit, right? Like, I talk to people every day. They know they're putting out crap. They know they're boring people to death. They know they're just putting together another manual that's just happens to be online, and you have to press more buttons to see the important information because they've created a bunch of click and reveal interactions in it. So they know it. In their gut, they know it. So I'm asking you to follow your gut. Look at things out there that inspire you, that engage you as an adult, that make you emotionally connect, that are exciting, that, you know, and pull them in, and then test them on your learners, and then have the ego and the humbleness of your ego to say, if they don't like it, I'm going to be okay with the change. I'm going to be okay with letting it, you know, go, and I'm going to let go some of my kooky ideas because some of these other ideas are actually better that are coming through from the feedback when people actually experience some of these things and they give me that feedback. That's awesome. That's the best part. We got to embrace that scientific method. We have to, because other places that are innovative, that are leading in engagement, that are leading in responding to the users, are places like gaming, the games community. And when you listen to people talk about games who are game developers, most of them talk about testing and iteration, even if they've been doing it for years. When you listen to Pixar tests and iterates, puts it in front of audiences. Like, they have a process for feedback loops, right? We don't have enough of those. So you got to start, instead of thinking of hard, cold formulas, you got to start thinking feedback loops and shortening that feedback loop cycle so that you don't get too invested in your little baby project and you're too scared to get feedback on it. Instead, just putting it out there quickly, getting feedback. Okay, I like that. I don't like that. I'll incorporate that. I won't incorporate that. And then just keep going. And that's how you craft beautiful products. That's how you craft beautiful experiences. That's how you craft engaging things. And I'm not saying put it out there and have everybody else dictate to you what they want. What I'm saying is use your judgment to put something innovative out there that you've amalgamated from all these places that inspired you, and then get it out there and test to see how people react. And that's how it works. That's how interactive stories work. That's how a lot of this good stuff works. So, are these fails? I don't think these are fails, to be honest. I think, you know, if you look at the stupid kind of metrics that I just use, they're not fails. They're awesome, right? You just got to look at it a different way, right? Enough exposure gets the right people to click it, to hit it, to apply it, right? So these are the awesome things. So think about it that way. If you're ever like, what's the ROI on this? Think about it. Am I looking at the ROI in the right way? Am I looking at the right things? And is this better than the alternative? Am I making a better experience? Is it better? And if you're doing that, then you're on the right path. This is the question you should be asking. And if you're not sure, ask somebody. Ask somebody who is willing to help. Ask somebody who's willing to give you some honest feedback. Because that's what it's about, right? That's how you get good. It's not about pats on the back. It's about somebody going, Hey, no, you really got to read this book. You really will benefit from reading this book. No, seriously, read this book, okay? That's the kind of tough love you need. So if you have any questions about interactive stories, you have questions about how to craft meaningful experiences that move people, that contextually engage people, make sure you post that in the comments or a question. If you want to learn more about how to craft your own interactive story, you want to do it over the weekend, you want to brainstorm some ideas, guys, go to elearningsecrets.com. There, I share the process with you. At the end of that basically 2-hour masterclass, and also you get to know me a little bit, which is awesome because, you know, I'm a bird. I own a bird now. One of the things that you get a chance to do at the end is book a strategy session with me if you want. And during the strategy session, we really get into, like, what your vision is, what your goals are. Like, I talk to people who are some are just getting started and they see the potential of interactive stories and are like, I'm going all in, Anna. This is it. This is what I'm going to do for the next 20 years. I want to get awesome at this. And then I talk to some people who are already, like, awesome, kicking butt, taking names, and they're like, yeah, but I really want to get good at storytelling and I want some serious feedback, and I'm not getting that where I'm at right now to take myself to the next level, right? And that's what we talk about, and maybe I can help them. So I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Hope you enjoy yourselves. Go for some walks. They're great for creative ideas. I hope you check out that that masterclass because it's super awesome. I put a lot of work into it and there's a lot of gems in there. And if you have any questions, directly message me or post a question in the comments. I always check them out. So you guys have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You're listening to the e-learning scenario design podcast with Anna Sabramowitz.